The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State head coach Guy Gadowski. The Nittany Lions placed two skaters on the players to watch list, forwards David Goodwin and Eric Scheid. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you very much for having me. My comments are that we're coming off of a very exciting season for us, both what happened on the ice and off the ice with the program, and now the challenge is to build upon that. We're a little bit like a freshman that comes into college and he starts working out for the first time, and you can make great gains pretty quickly, and then it's a little bit harder to get those gains, and that's sort of where we are. So it's an exciting point in our process because we can feel very proud of what we've done, but we understand the challenge to continue to improve, and that's what we're at, where we're at, and that's what we're really looking forward to.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of John Petrolis.
Hey, Coach. In regards to this weekend's game against Windsor, have you chosen a starting goalie yet between either Scoff or McAdam? And if you have, what was the process of choosing the goalie?
We have not picked it. I think you're going to see both of them split time. We haven't talked about it yet. I'm actually on the road, but we will. I think you can. We don't know who's going to start, but I think you can. It's a safe bet you're going to see both of them.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask an audio question.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the leadership for your team this year. You've got David Glenn, obviously, changing letters on his jersey from an A to a C, and you've got Luke Juha and David Thompson also with some assistant roles. What do you expect from your leadership this season?
I hope that they continue the leadership, at least, idea that we've had. I thought Patrick Cowdice did a tremendous job, and David Glenn was along with that, so I'm sure he's going to continue. The thing that I just love about David is he's not a get up and tell you what to do kind of guy at all. He speaks very, very little, but when he does, everybody listens. He certainly speaks a ton on the ice and through example, and I think that's a lot how Patrick was. And I love the leadership. I love the culture that we've sort of developed here, and I'm sure it's going to continue on. And you mentioned Luke and David as well, but I think I feel more confident than ever that we have a large group of leaders, and probably I think David was pretty much clear cut, but I think you could have chosen a number of guys, and we went with who the team selected, but I feel more confident than ever before that we have the largest leadership group that we've ever had, and I think that's going to only benefit us.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1.
Well, Coach, moving over to another David. David Goodwin is the leading scorer in terms of Big Ten play from last season as far as returning players. So, you know, obviously he had a pretty rather breakout season last year. What do you see for him this year?
Yeah, well, we're curious because I think a big part of his success was the synergy that he had with Casey Bailey as well as Taylor Holstrom, and I think our challenge is maybe to find two other line mates that can develop a similar synergy. And I think David, I don't think he got enough credit for the success of that line last year. He did a lot of little things, I think, that didn't necessarily go unnoticed, but everybody looked at the goals they put up, and I think he turned into a much, much better all-around player last year, and I don't think people gave him credit for that. But if he can continue to be a tremendous all-around player and really work at his game, aside from putting up points, he's going to have a tremendous year. So it's nice that he has that accolade right now, the returning leading scorer in the Big Ten, but I don't think that's really what he's all about. So we're not only going to judge him in terms of the number of points he puts up. I think for him personally, he has a lot of other goals to continue his all-around play. And if he does that, we're going to be thrilled with him.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask a question.
Coach, obviously the program took a lot of steps forward last season, some rather large ones, but as you kind of look forward towards those next steps for the program as far as, you know, conference titles, NCAA berths, you know, what are some of the important steps necessary to get you to that next level?
Yeah, well, one that's important is you can't forget where you came from. And it's really interesting that everybody's talking right now about, like, improving, and we are too. We're excited to see if we can improve on what we've happened. But you talked about there was a question about our leadership. I think one of the things that sort of excites us or makes us feel very confident is this leadership group is very much concerned to getting back to our roots, for example, like really maybe focusing more on the foundation, not getting caught up in all the results. And I really like that. I think that there's a lot of focus, not just on improving on what we have and, you know, even the things that you mentioned in championships, et cetera. You always have that in the back of your mind. But this group is sort of focused on getting back and really making sure that we don't lose our foundation. And so when you talk about what is it going to take, the steps to do that, I think one that sort of goes unnoticed is making sure you stay true to your roots and stay true to your foundation. And that's one thing I can tell you that this, you know, the seniors, not just our captain, but the seniors and the other leaders are really aware of. And it's for coaches, that's very nice to see. So I would say if you ask what the steps are, I would say that's number one. And I feel really good about the leadership being aware of that.
Coach, one last question before we let you go here. You know, obviously, Pegula being such a beautiful facility and such a great fan base that you have following your team these days with more than a dozen consecutive sellouts and a great record at home last year. Can you just talk a little bit about what it means for your team to play at that rink in front of those fans?
Oh, I can't speak enough about it. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's fun. Number one, it's just so much fun. Like, the atmosphere is tremendous. You know, win or lose, we just can't wait to get back there. I can't tell you how much fun it is to compete in that arena with the atmosphere. It's phenomenal. So not only is it fun, though, it's very motivating. I mean, I really feel they play a significant role in the success we had. You mentioned our home record was excellent, and our atmosphere, and especially our student section, deserves a lot of credit for that. So, number one, it's fun. Number two, it's motivating. And I tell you what, I look forward to the next game. No matter what day it is, I just can't wait for the next game at Pegula.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.